That's right, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. And if you actually get a second date, we'll hook you up with a $100 gift card on behalf of the 1-800-INJURED Bethune Law Firm. Who's on the line this morning?
Hello, Jack. This is Brittany. Okay, so this isn't really a second date update. This is more like he trifling and everybody needs to know.
This is a blast. Are you putting somebody on blast?
Yes, this is a blast. Okay, so I had this friend, Rashad. He's like platonic, strictly friends. He's like, hey, I'm going to pick you out. Let's go on a trip. And I'm thinking, like, a trip? That's real romantic, especially out the country, and I don't look at him that way. So anyway, he persuades me to do it. I go. He says we're going to have our own rooms. It's very separate, very private. And when we get together, we'll just hang out, go have dinner and do stuff like that. But in the rooms, we'll be separate. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm a little more comfortable with that. So needless to say, the first night we get there, I'm getting ready for us to go have dinner, and I'm getting out the shower, and he is on my bed,
what?
Naked,
what?
Just waiting on me to pounce on it.
Free will.
Like, whoa, no, this is exactly why I didn't want to come on this trip with you.
Oh,
we were friends, and he was like, I told him he needs to go to his own room, and he was like, this is all mine. You can go.
He puts you out the room?
The very first night. And mind you, this was like a 4-day trip.
Oh, Lord. What you thought? When you took that trip out the country, that means these draws is coming down.
No, it does not. Not if I stress to you that that's not what I'm looking for in with you.
Well, I'm saying,
we were friends. We've been friends forever.
Any sense
and for him
woman,
to try
though,
to switch that on me like that, that was caught me off guard and made me feel totally uncomfortable, and I was very upset with him.
Okay,
so,
we're not going to let Shawty berate you any longer. Honey, I know where you're coming from, okay?
Thank you, Mo.
That's
thank
a
you.
Hot mess. What's his name?
His name is Rashad.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get Rashad on the phone, man. You just chill. Don't say nothing. When we tell you to talk, then you talk, okay?
Yeah, we're going to say she has something to tell you, and that's your cue to go in, girl.
I got you. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, I can't believe this fool, Rashad. Can y'all believe him?
I can't believe him. I could take you to Chuckles across the street from Southwest DeKalb. We smash. I don't care.
Are you crazy, Shawty? See, that's why you don't get too many dates.
Hey, I want them worked. Hey.
Hello.
Wow.
Good morning. My name is Rashad, please.
Yeah, this
is
him.
Hey, Rashad. How you doing this morning, brother?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
Hey, listen. This is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shawty right here on Streets 945, man. And
what's up?
What's
yeah,
up, my boy?
What's up, Rashad? What's
up,
man?
Bro?
Let me tell you what's going on here, Rashad. We have a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and there is a young woman who would like to speak with you.
Hello, Rashad. This is Brittany.
Brittany? Oh no, man. I'm not even trying to talk to her, man. I'm doing her.
Well, let the world know how you did me.
Oh, Brittany, we were supposed to set it up for you. But okay, go ahead and do your thing. There you go, Shaw. Brittany's on the phone.
That was a huge
job. No, man, I mean, Brittany's a nice, pretty young lady. And, any young man that's successful and doing good will want to, be with her. And they say you got to be friends before lovers. So that's what I chose to do, be a friend, take her out of the country. And, we was drinking a little tipsy and, it's just champagne. But so I'm in the bed and she's in the shower.
Brittany said that you got them separate rooms, Rashad. You're supposed to be in one. She's supposed to be in the other. But somehow you landed yourself butt booty naked in her room. Is this true?
I mean, we had separate rooms in the villa. You got a bathroom, a living room, a dining room. I mean,
wow.
I didn't know. She didn't specify.
Oh, whatever. That's bull. You knew what it was.
So,
you knew I wasn't feeling you like that.
What led to you putting her out of the entire villa, Rashad?
So when she comes out the bathroom and sees that, I'm just trying to keep it 100 with you because y'all women want us guys to keep it 100. And, I'm just letting her know what was up. And she starts tripping like, I'm trying to take something. I'm like, nah, I'm trying to show you a good time. So she didn't want to have a good time. So I said, all right, you can leave. I mean, it wasn't nothing personal.
Wow.
It was very personal. It was very personal. Don't sit up here and try to front and make it seem like it was me. It was you. That was disrespectful on your end.
Brittany, did you have any interest in Rashad whatsoever?
No.
So you just wanted a free trip?
Yes.
Mm. That's what it sounds like. Yes, but he knew I wasn't feeling him like that. He's known that for years. We've been friends for years.
Oh, y'all been friends for years, Rashad.
And that's how it's supposed to start off, right? I mean, how you supposed to start off?
So how you supposed to end it? Just boom, here you go, take the dick.
I thought we were at that point since you went out to country with me. I thought that
you was at that point of no return.
Before we left, that it was how I expected it to be.
Rashad, why wouldn't you make it clear before you took this woman out of the country? Hey, before I take you and spend my money, I expect A, B, and C.
Because that's going to lead to an automatic no. That's how y'all women do it.
Wow, yeah. So you're playing games too?
You know, y'all don't like that sometimes, but that's what y'all want.
Okay, Brittany, I got a question. I just want to know, man. You know, the brother sound like he want to try to make things right. I don't know. You might not even be up for him trying to make it right. I just want to know, are you willing to give him a second date?
We didn't even have a first date, so no.
Well, damn.
What do you mean we didn't have a first? When you go out of the country with somebody,
boy, he's still to
a villa,
job.
That's not a date.
He make a lot of sense, though. I can't even lie. A-Town, they would not be getting hooked up with this $100 gift card. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. Wow. Y'all call us up 443-520-945. We got to talk about this. He makes some interesting points, y'all.
Shall I guess?